Does your high school have a large alumni or a huge number of supporters? If yes, the first Global Bank High School Affinity Visa card may be right for your school. Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. First Global Bank recently launched its High School Affinity Card, the first of its kind in Jamaica. The card is designed to help high schools across the island raise as much funds as possible through their alumni associations. First Global Bank implemented the card for past students to have an easier and more convenient way to contribute to their schools. How it works is that when cardholders spend, 1% of every purchase will go towards supporting their alma mater.
We think that this card is for special people, and so the sacrifice is not much. In describing this program, that it's really about passion, pride, and giving back. And we've made giving back very, very easy with the First Global Affinity Card, because all you have to do is what you normally do, is to spend, and your school will benefit.
Head of Marketing and Public Communications at First Global Bank, Peter Lindo. A number of alumni representatives were on hand at the Spanish Court Hotel in Kingston to witness the launch of the card and to stamp their alma mater's mark on it. Kingston College, St. George's College, Woolmer's Boys, Jamaica College and Calabar High were the first schools to sign up for the card.
We're starting initially with just 5 schools, but the intention is to roll out throughout the island. Certainly by the end of the year, we probably hope to double that amount.
Vice President of e-business at First Global Bank, Dalton Fowles, is the mastermind behind the card, and he says after 8 years, to see the card realized has left him feeling a little overwhelmed.
It's a start of something great. We believe that there's a lot of opportunities, and we believe there's a lot of money in the private sector that can be channeled in this way.
Mr. Fowles points out that with Jamaicans spending nearly $2 billion on point-of-sale purchases yearly, the potential of the Affinity Card to generate much capital is far-reaching.
So the fact is, schools have a genuine reason to participate in this program because there's money to be shared to give them back to your schools. So the qualifying salary is $2.5 million. There will be an annual fee attached for $5,000.
Vice President of e-business at First Global, Dalton Fowles. President of the Jamaica College Alumni Association, Major Basil Jarrett, is happy his alma mater was one of the first schools to sign up.
To give back by using simple everyday activities that they do every day. Sometimes we find people say that, oh, it's too much time, too much commitment, and they'd really love to contribute to their schools. This is a no-brainer. You use your credit card, why not do it in a way that's going to be the benefit to Jamaica College?
Milton Samuda, representing Woolmer's Boys, asserts that youth development and global viability should be at the heart of high schools across the country.
And therefore, what we have to do in Jamaica, and particularly with our boys who are failing, is to make them globally competitive.
And in another move to encourage schools to get their past students to apply for the Affinity Card, First Global Bank will reward the first high school that signs up 500 or more persons with $500,000. This must be accomplished on or before December 31, 2016. The slogan of the card is "Giving back has never been easier," and it will be specially designed to bear the crest and motto of each participating school. All credit card insurance requirements will be applied to the Affinity Card. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Shanari Ferran, I'm Vaughn Davis and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.